In today's gospel, Jesus warns us to beware of false prophets. A prophet is someone who speaks for God, and a false prophet were those that led people away from God and his way. These false prophets will try to deceive us. Jesus uses the image of a wolf dressed in sheep's clothing. He also uses the image of not finding grapes on a thorn bush or figs on a thistle. In Jesus' time, there was a certain thorn bush which had berries which looked like grapes but weren't. And there was a thistle that had a flower that looked like a fig from a distance. Jesus used these images to show us that looks can fool us. In today's culture, there are many false prophets. I'm reminded of a verse from Isaiah where he warns us of the danger of falsehood. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. These false prophets today have been able to disguise something generally considered immoral not very long ago, appear as something good by changing the packaging and language a little. For example, abortion. Pro-abortion became pro-choice, and the term tissue is used versus human being. It's a baby in a woman's womb if she wants it, but it's just a piece of tissue if she doesn't. Another example is euthanasia. The Hemlock Society became compassion and choices. Physician-assisted suicide became aid in dying. And human beings in a vegetative state are referred to as a vegetable. And patients are objects and not subjects. And sometimes they take a word like with a common meaning and change the definition. An example is marriage. Marriage has been redefined to include same-sex marriages versus only the union of one man and one woman. And to justify this, they made a debate about human and civic rights. Another example is religious liberty. There's been efforts to change the use of the term freedom of religion, a First Amendment right, to the term freedom of worship, as if they meant the same thing, but they're not. One confines you basically to practicing your faith within the four walls of a building, and the other does not. To know whether these prophets are false or not, Jesus tells us to check the fruit. A bad tree cannot produce good fruit, and a good tree will produce good fruit and actions. You will know whether someone and their teaching are from God by their fruit. Do they and their teachings promote the love of God and neighbor? Do they and their teachings promote the respect and dignity of human life from conception to natural death? Do they and their teachings bring us closer to God and his laws, which guide us to him? We need to speak clearly and ask questions to help us and others see the fruit of their teachings. So let us ask God for the graces we need to discern and follow his laws always, and the courage to proclaim his gospel through our words and actions, the good fruit of our lives.